Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in Texas, Joe Biden won narrowly, but there were long lines reported at a number of polling stations. Jen Rice was at one of those lines at Texas Southern University. That's an historically black college. She's a reporter with Houston Public Media. Jen, what did you see last night? How long were people waiting?
Yeah, so I got to Texas Southern University around 11 p.m. And at that point, there were, I'd say, 100 people in line waiting to vote. And I was there until 1 o'clock in the morning when the very last people voted.
And the polls closed at 7.
That's correct. Yeah, the polls closed at 7. So people were waiting, 6 hours after the polls had closed.
And what are the reasons? What was behind those lines?
Yeah. So I've reached out to the Harris County Clerk for comment. They haven't actually issued an official statement yet, but Harris County has been going through a big transition over the past year, away from the neighborhood precincts toward the larger voting centers, similar to what they're doing in LA. And so from what I've heard, this is part of that rollout, that there maybe just weren't enough machines there at TSU.
But obviously, some people were willing to wait. What did voters tell you about how they felt about those lines?
People were pretty emotional about the delay. Texas Southern University is an HBCU, and the majority of voters there are African American, and many of them connected the experience they were having last night to voter suppression that has been experienced for generations.
That is Jen Rice, a reporter with Houston Public Media. Jen, thank you.
Thank you.